thank you all for attending this press conference to unveil what we've been working on for several months, the Drive Smart Act. Since being named the chairman of the Transportation Committee in the Senate back in January, we've been looking at being brought up to speed with the issues that face the transportation sector and the pulse of the committee of where we wanted to take that. And at the forefront, we were presented with, as you may be aware, the plan by PennDOT to toll bridges, the P3 initiative. So that kind of took center stage back in the beginning of my chairmanship. And when that came out, I said, and I'll continue to say, that there is an alternative. And there is an alternative to merely expecting the hardworking citizens of this Commonwealth to pay another tax, another fee, or another toll. And as I met with a multitude of people along that front, we came out and asked for more transparency. And that led to the introduction of one of my bills, Senate Bill 382, which calls for more transparency in the process dealing with bridge tolling. And while we did that, I was very cognizant to say that we're not going to merely introduce this legislation, come out opposed to this bridge tolling, and then grandstand and walk back into our offices, close the doors, and not do anything further. So that kind of was the impetus for what we're presenting here today and how we had conversations with many stakeholders across many different disciplines, and it was to really take a look at our transportation sector and how we deal with in the Commonwealth and work towards investment, work towards reform, and work towards making our Commonwealth an effective and economic player within our country. And that's why we're here today. And that's why you're here today. And every one of you in attendance has been chosen because of your background and your experience in transportation. And I thank you all for being here. You know, as one of my favorite quotes by Theodore Roosevelt, Dare Greatly, he stated that the credit belongs to the man in the arena whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strides valiantly, who knows there's no effort without shortcoming. You have all given of your time, you have given of your talents to help your communities. I value your experience and your dedication. And it makes no matter to me whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Libertarian. You're here, and I ask to work with you in collaboration on a compromise to benefit our transportation sector. I do want to recognize here at the outset our elected officials that are in attendance. Former State Senator John Rafferty, my predecessor within the Transportation Committee, thank you for coming all the way out here for this announcement. Thank you. I'll give you a round of applause. I learned a lot from John in the Senate. He was an excellent ally, an excellent mentor, and a good friend. And I thank you for coming out here today. Representative Rigby, thank you for being in attendance. I work with Jim. You know, he's great. I pick up the phone, we text, call. He's the pulse on what's happening in the House, and I think likewise in the Senate. Thank you for being here. Commissioners Tom Chernisky, B.J. Smith, thank you for being here. And thank you for your commitment to transportation. And you may say, well, transportation in what capacity? Your trails. And trails is a very key component. And I've said before, and I'll say again, that is a legacy that you are leaving that is making our communities a better place. Thank you all for being in attendance. Township Supervisor Bob Heffelfinger, my former colleague. Thank you, Bob, for being here. And as I have met with the stakeholders and we've talked about this plan, we've worked on this plan, I was struck by a picture that my executive director showed to me. And it's a picture back when Act 89 was signed into law by then Governor Corbett. And that picture has then Governor Corbett in the middle, Senator John Rafferty on one flank, and Senator John Wozniak, who's no stranger to this area, on the other. And that's what we're trying to get back to. And I invited Senator Wozniak. Unfortunately, he's on vacation, I think probably somewhere a little bit warmer. But that's what we're trying to get back to. True compromise. True bipartisanship. And I will mention that I invited PennDOT as well. Though they were not in attendance, I do hope that they do come to the table here in the coming weeks and months, because that's what it's all about. And the plan that we're laying out here today deals with reforms, investments, and multimodal. And we've been working on this plan for nearly 6 months. And I want to thank my chief of staff, Gwen Dando, for her hard work. I want to thank the executive director of the Transportation Committee, Nolan Ritchie, for his hard work as well in being able to put something to paper, put something to be able to present here to our great Commonwealth. And we've met with a multitude of stakeholders across the spectrum, many of which are here today. I thank you for your candor, I thank you for your dialogue, and I thank you for your ideas, many of which are incorporated here today. And I've said it many times, and I will say it until the day I'm no longer your state senator, is my door is always open, no matter what political party, political affiliation that you have, to exchange ideas, to work to make our Commonwealth a better place. And make no mistake, we did not do this alone. I thank the many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle for their legislation that we will utilize in delivering our message. And with that, I'll lay out briefly here. You've all have the one-pager of the Drive Smart Act, but I want to hit on some of the key issues of what we're planning to do here. First, dealing with reform. And the first being studying the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation's maintenance funding formula, and that's introduced by my colleague, Senator Lisa Baker. There is a need to look at how our money is spent. Every one of us does that at our kitchen table when we're laying out a budget. We need to take a look at PennDOT's funding formula and make sure that your tax dollars are allocated efficiently. That's what Senator Baker's bill will do. Also, creating a short-term partnership with the Auditor General and the Treasurer to evaluate cost-saving measures at PennDOT. This will build upon that to look at where these dollars are going. I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and nothing infuriates me more than when we have different departments that come in to ask for their funding, and we ask them, well, where are you at here? Well, we're at a 5% increase. Well, why? Well, because it's what it was last year. That's not good enough. We need to ensure that every tax dollar is efficiently spent. Those are what those first two bullet points will do. We want to provide a roadmap towards testing driverless, highly automated vehicles. This is the new industry. As you see, you can't pick up the paper, the Wall Street Journal, without reading that one new manufacturer is going to be completely either electric or dealing with highly autonomous vehicles. If we are competitive in what we do and we make Pennsylvania a place where this industry can be attracted to, we will all benefit. We want to save the Turnpike Commission $175 million if they follow the same environmental regulations as PennDOT. They're not subject to the same that PennDOT has. PennDOT has different waivers dealing with environmental regulations. If we can put them on the same footing, we can save that kind of those kind of dollars. We want to provide a vehicle registration discount to subject vehicle owners who improve their air quality in Cambria and other counties. And that's kind of on the heels of the emissions bill that I had introduced last session to reward Cambria County. There's no reason why the good folks of Cambria County need to continue to pay emissions when we have met the national ambient air quality standards. We want to reform the public-private transportation partnership statute and void the PennDOT Pathways Major Bridge Initiative. Now, I want to be clear here, because we've come under fire saying, you want to just end this. No. We want to bring transparency to the process. The way that this was enacted back when it's very vague and needs more notice and more requirements. This P3 Bridge Initiative was passed in November without any notice in the public, in the Pennsylvania Bulletin, without any real input by the General Assembly. There's a reason why you send me to Harrisburg. There's a reason why you send Representative Rigby to Harrisburg, to be stewards of your tax dollars. We need to be involved in this process, and we need to ensure that that bill passes. Also, we want to exempt the five newest model year vehicles from the emissions test. As vehicles become more efficient, this makes sense. And on the agriculture end, we want to streamline the home delivery of agricultural products and not make some of these dairies. I can think of one in Vailwood Farms requiring to buy these commercial permits to do that. We've seen that the need, especially in light of this pandemic, what has happened here with our agriculture and needing to get more products to those individuals rather than just to the grocery stores. Now, we're going to invest in our Commonwealth. And the first segment of that is authorizing PennDOT to bond the Interstate Transportation Improvement Program under the Innovative Federal Grant Anticipation Revenue Vehicles. That's the Garvey bonds, at a cost of about $2 billion. And we're going to allocate from the existing federal monies that we get and have gotten for some time, we're going to take a small portion of those dollars to advocate for that money so that we can invest in critical interstate and critical infrastructure so that we can control this. And this is on the heels also of the P3 Bridge Initiative, where we can't control necessarily what companies are coming in. If we can bond this, we can control to ensure that Pennsylvania companies, the Pennsylvania businesses are getting this work for this critical infrastructure rather than losing control or being beholden to other either companies out of the state or even oftentimes out of the country. We want to create a 5-year pilot program for electric vehicles to pay a mileage-based user fee or to opt out. That will generate revenue as well to show in what you're paying now with this, with the gas tax. And we want to follow my bill, Senate Bill 382, to encourage the P3 board to consider only tolling the I-95 Girard Point Bridge, which is the longest bridge in the state and includes a double-stack roadway. We want to dedicate a portion of the American Rescue Plan Act to provide immediate relief for the design and reconstruction of PennDOT's highways and bridges. And we want to reduce the transfer from the Motor License Fund to the Pennsylvania State Police while ensuring a reliable, sustainable funding source for the Pennsylvania State Police. That's my colleague, Senator Pittman's bill out of Indiana. And I want to be very clear here. By no means am I advocating for reduction in Pennsylvania State Police. I spent the better part of my career in law enforcement as an assistant district attorney here in Cambria County. I acknowledge, I recognize the good work that our law enforcement does on a daily basis. We need to quit making it so political. We need to give a dedicated, reliable source of funding for our state police and ensure that the Act 89 dollars go to what they were intended for, why you pay the gas tax. I say, I can't go to the grocery store or one of my kids' games without hearing, why do we pay so much in the gas tax? That money was intended to go to critical infrastructure. We need to get back to that point. On the multimodal end, we want to dedicate a portion of the American Rescue Plan for transit capital improvements to provide immediate relief to the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. Transit is vitally important. As we see that, we're privileged to have Camtran here providing such an essential service to our residents within the county. We want to reallocate funding over 5 years from the Public Transportation Trust Fund to support intercity passenger rail facilities. Passenger rail is one of my top priorities since being named the chairman of the Transportation Committee. There is a tremendous, tremendous economic potential that we have if we can increase passenger rail from here to the west, Pittsburgh and vice versa. We have a beautiful, beautiful region, in large part due to the hard work of our commissioners in allocating dollars for trails, for recreation, things of that nature. And on that end, we want to dedicate more funding for the multimodal transportation fund for active transportation, for walking, for biking, for hiking, for getting people active. Another silver lining, if you will, of the pandemic, showing that more people are getting out, taking advantage. This region has so much to offer. I've said this to many people or anybody that will listen. I can remember driving down to downtown Johnstown and the river was orange as you could see. And I would never have thought at that point that we would be kayaking or I would be taking my children on an inner tube and coal tubing down the river. That is bringing disposable income. That is bringing investment. That is bringing economic activity, which will benefit our region. We need to ensure. Not only that, it increases your quality of life. I mean, I'm preparing for this speech here today, and I really didn't know where I was going. And I wrote it probably about 2 minutes before. I had a tough time. And I'm like, man, what am I going to do? So this morning I got up, I went for a run. Went for a run on the trail, and it kind of came together. So at least I hope it did. Maybe you think it did. But we want to get people active. And as we're here on this excellent airport. One of my bills is to establish an airport land development zone to create an opportunity for economic activity. And what that would do is provide incentives for companies that employ individuals that they are exempt from state payroll taxes. It's kind of like a KOZ, but not quite there. But it will increase incentive to bring companies here, to bring people, and all the ancillary benefits that we have, that there are people buying homes in Richland Township. So Bob Heffelfinger's budget isn't such a hair-pulling-out experience. Things like that. We need to work together. And with that, I want to thank everyone here in attendance and say that this plan is open, and it's open to robust debate and discussion. I'm cognizant that this isn't going to be the end-all, and I'm sure this will get critiqued, torn apart, and what the final thing isn't, you know, exactly what we have here on the paper. But again, that's the essence of compromise, is coming together, working, having spirited discussion, spirited debate. This plan is for Pennsylvania, and I look forward to the implementation. Thank you all.